Well, look what the cat dragged in. Nice of you to cancel our appointment at the last minute. You could have at least given me, like, a day's warning. Well, it doesn't matter. I had a very lovely gentleman take your place. He had the most amazing bald head that I have ever seen, so it wasn't a problem, really, but please give me more notice than 5 minutes next time. So, I dread to think what you've come in for. You're not going to trick me into going on another date with you this time, are you? But you are going on a date. With your girlfriend. Is it the one from the restaurant? Oh, her friend! Well, congratulations. How long have you guys been dating for? Oh, well, that is really good to hear. I'm so pleased for you. I suppose that date wasn't as bad as what it was, really. So, let me guess. You're going on a date tonight, Valentine's Day. You've left everything to the last minute. You need a haircut, a beard trim, mini facial, mini manicure. You're so predictable. Please at least tell me I have more than 30 minutes this time. That's good. So, what are we thinking? Hair-wise. Oh, you've got a picture on your phone? Oh, let's have a look. Okay. Are you sure you want that for a date? Have you ever had that sort of haircut before? It's a lot shorter than what you've got now. Well, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. The customer's always right. Okay. Well, I suppose I can do that. What? I have to take a lot off the top, a lot off the sides. Let me have a look. Okay. These are tricky, those bits. All right, it's doable. It's doable. What about your beard? You've got a picture as well. Okay, with the hair? Well, I'm not sure that particular hairstyle will go with that beard shape. What about this? We'll keep the hair as it is, but the beard, instead of what you've got there, which I think is going to be just too much, it's going to be like overload, it'll look weird. What about if we just take the whole beard off, but not like wet shave, but just keep a little bit of defined kind of stubble there, and then I think that will look really nice with that particular hairstyle, which is really like out there. What do you think? Yes, honestly, trust me, I think that beard, because your beard's like really full right now, with that haircut, it's going to be like, look at me, look at my hair, look at my beard. Do you know what I mean? It's going to just be like, too much. Okay. All right. Well, that's great. Thank you for trusting me. Honestly, it's going to be a lot better than that combination. But maybe next time, if your beard, you know, when your beard grows out and you're not going on a date, maybe we can try that because, yeah. If you want to try it, it's absolutely fine. I don't want to kind of put you off anything. But for a date, and whereabouts are you going? Oh, the same restaurant. Nice. Yeah, especially there. I mean, I know they're very, like, trendy. But honestly, I'd go for the nice, crisp, you know, clean beard look. All right. Well, let's get started. Are you sitting up? We'll start with spritzing your hair. We don't have time for a shampoo, do we? No. Oh, that's a shame. I've got this really lovely scrub and it just does just wonders. It's a miracle product and it basically just makes your hair so light and like oil-free and fluff-free and just really easily, like, manageable and stylable. I used it on a couple of my clients, my male clients, and they said that when they went home, they literally didn't have to do a thing with their hair for weeks. Like, normally they spend, like, 10 or 20 minutes on their hair, I know, right? And they didn't have to spend, like, that long at all. It's amazing. Maybe next time. So I'm just going to spritz. Get it all nice. Have to do is ask you to keep that picture out so I can just keep referring to it. So I'll take off all of the top, all of the sides to one length. The sides I will have to use the trimmers and the straight edge on those intricate bits there. And then the back, I guess, leave, because it's quite... Okay, so we'll start with the top then. So are you going to talk about it, or shall I? The date. What were you thinking triggered me into going on that date with you? That was so mean. Have you ever done that to anyone else before? Not had much luck? Well, honestly, I'm totally over it. It's totally fine. Just please don't do that again. It was a nice evening, I will admit. And the food was questionable. But yeah, I did feel a little bit uncomfortable at the end. But it's okay. We're cool, right? Good. So tell me about your girlfriend. So she was the one that was sitting behind us, right? So I got her, I got the other one's number. Did you text her? Oh, you went on a date. But you weren't. Oh, okay. But then you met up with a friend. Oh, so she was nicer. Oh, well, that's good. So how long have you guys been seeing each other for? Well, that's sweet. Oh, that's really nice. So what time is your table booked? Oh, well, you're really lucky that you got in. Wow. Valentine's Day at that place? That is gonna be just rammed. Me? Oh, probably gonna be watching Netflix. Eating my weight in pizza and ice cream, probably. No. I don't really do Valentine's Day, if I'm honest. I mean, I used to when I was younger, when I was a kid. I'm sure my parents would just send me Valentine's cards from secret admirers. It used to do my head in. But as I got older, I realised that it was just a big excuse to spend unnecessary money. And, you know, why do you need a day to show affection and love to your loved one, like your significant other? Surely every day should be that. I mean, yeah, probably not like buying gifts and stuff, but why do you feel the need to buy gifts? Like, I know it's nice, but maybe it's because I'm not materialistic or anything. I don't feel like a, you know, a necklace or a bracelet or a box of chocolates or flowers is, like, on a specific day that everybody tells you you should celebrate. I just don't. Why can't you just show that if you want to do that? Why don't you just do it on a, like, a Sunday or a Tuesday or something, you know? I just feel like it's a bit forced, Valentine's Day. But I don't know. So yeah, I don't really celebrate it. And I definitely, definitely do not go out. Because it's a rip-off. Like, most of the restaurants, especially the one that you're going to, like, bump up the prices on Valentine's Day because all the people want to come and blah, 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 blah. So I think it's a bit of baloney, if I'm honest. Maybe I'm just getting cynical in my old age. But it's nice when you're first dating. That's nice. Can I just have a look at that picture again? Do you want it as long as that at the back? Alright, I'll just leave it then, but I'll have to get this bit here. Okay. Simply on the side. I think that's like the overall shape. Okay, so now I need to trim the sides. The top, I think, is good. And then we'll get the straight razor. So, what are we looking at? Maybe there. No. I will go halfway and then go all the way because, God forbid, I do it too short. I mean, it is pretty short, but... Okay, so this shouldn't take too long. Alright. So, just hold still. Other side. Okay. I've never really seen this haircut before. Where on earth did you find it? It's very unique, for sure. Be shorter. Let's flick this down. Here we go. Okay. I'm going in concentration mode. This is the first time I've done a hairstyle like this. Alright, does that feel okay? Right, now that we're here, I'm actually going to just go back and trim up some of these bits that just look wrong, like mostly around your face. It's just these longish bits. Was it raining when you came in? Yeah, it's been raining non-stop. Don't get me wrong, I actually really like the rain. It makes me feel like really, really cozy. I don't know about you, but it gets to the point where like I can't go riding my bike in the morning because it's like torrential downpour and the ground is so soggy. Pedaling across it is like pedaling across like, I don't know, just like a boggy marsh, like the dead marshes in Lord of the Rings. So yeah, I'm getting to the point where it's like, stop raining now, please. Cool. I think I'm happy with that if you are. We haven't started yet, so it's gonna look a little bit fluffy at the moment. Actually, yeah, that's a good point. Let me just spritz some. Now to trim up the sides, I'm going to be I'm going to need my special razor. I don't actually have it with me. It's not going to get close enough to the style that you want. Let me just go and grab that. Alright, here it is. My super, super sharp, straight edge. Alright. Okay. Okay. Now, with these little bits that you want here, do you want them exactly the same? Alright, so please keep as still as you can, okay? Try to just look straight ahead. Ready? Okay. I think that's it, let me just check. Right. Does that look okay to you? Good. Whew, thank God that's over. So, I think what I'll do is I won't... shall I style your hair now or later? I'll style it at the end. I'll style everything at the end. So we need to take your beard off, don't we? So as it's pretty long right now, again, I'm going to take off the bulk with the scissors, and then we'll just get it all nice one length. Okay. Okay. So I'm so pleased about your girlfriend. Is she really nice? Have you met her parents yet? Oh, I suppose it is quite early. Whereabouts do they live? Oh, so that's really far away. It's a bit of a pain. But then, at least you don't have in-law problems. My in-laws are lovely. Like, the nicest people I've ever met. Like, almost to the point where, like, I see them as my own mum and dad. In a non-creepy kind of way. But they're just so nice and so caring. I think that's really rare when you get in-laws that are nice to you and they like you, because sometimes I've heard horror stories about people who just don't get on with their in-laws, and like the in-laws and the daughter and son-in-law like go to war against each other. It's like really, really bad. But yeah, I'm getting way, way ahead of myself. That's if you guys get married, but hey. Again, there's no rush to do any of that stuff. I've been engaged 12 years now. I know, I'm in no rush. It's just a piece of paper at the end of the day, and, you know, some perks that come along with being married, and I think if you just love each other and you're happy, then why do you need a piece of paper to tell you that? I don't know. Maybe I'm a bit new age. Right. Beard is trimmed. It's all on the floor. So now we are going to take it all off with the trimmer. I'm going to go quite short because I think this is gonna look really nice. Right, ready? Just tilt your chin up. Really good actually. Okay, so let me just quickly run some of this beard oil through your beard before it starts getting dry. I know you've got a little bit of dry skin there. Nice. It's looking really good. Okay. I just want to just put that, just in case you get a little bit dry. We'll be doing a little bit of a mini facial anyway. So, that's not a problem. Hair. Alright. Take some styling cream. Just work that into your hair. I need to get that bit round the back actually. It's actually pretty, although it looks complicated hair, it's actually really easy to style because it kind of just does it. Your hair's actually really good to style. Does what it's told. Okay. Bam. Good. So that is your hair and beard done. What do you think? Oh, that's good. Yay. That's really good. So you prefer this beard than the other one. I told you. So now we are going to do just a little mini facial and a mini manicure. I think, how's your skin been recently? Dry, okay. And home care, skincare, what do you do? Just soap and water, okay. Well, that's okay. Do you still use that moisturizer I recommended? Well, that's good at least. So I think we would use a hydrating face cream and we'll wash that off and then I'll just do a moisturizer. So literally just two steps. I think that's all you're going to need because otherwise what I don't want is if I overload your skin with all new products, you might start to break out for your date tonight, which is not what we want. So, let me just move some bits around. I get one of these nice hot cloths. Actually really hot. Just waft it about a little bit. What temperature is that on? Oh, let me turn that down. That's on way too hot. One of the girls must have turned it up. Okay, that's a little bit better now. So I'm just going to drape this over your face. And just leave it there for a few seconds. Nice pores can open up. Very good. Just let the steam relax you and the nice aromatherapy scents. this nice moisturizing cream. It's actually like, it's an oil-based cleanser. So it's actually going to be really nice on your dry skin, but not like clog it up or anything like that. It's just going to remove all of the dirt that's been building up. Dead skin cells, all those ingrown hairs that you might have. Just make you look nice and fresh. Yes, you can close your eyes. This is very relaxing. You can tonight, what food you're going to eat, good, so I get another hot towel. It's a little bit cooler, thankfully. And I'll just rest that on your face there. Take some nice deep breaths. Very good. Now I'm going to remove this cleanser. Very gently from your face, from your forehead, and cheeks, chin. Good. Very nice. Doesn't it? So actually I'm going to take some of this beard oil first. Just plop some of that into your beard first. Oh, it smells so good. It's like sandalwood. And now for your moisturiser, I'm going to be using a really lovely lightweight but hydrating moisturiser for you. Just you can open your eyes if you want. How does that feel? That's really good. Now, manicure. Oh, that's fine to change your mind. Let me have a look at your hands. Yeah, they're not bad at all. They're actually in really good condition, so I don't think you need a manicure. Well, you're all done. How is it? Do you like it? That's brilliant. Well, I wish you all the best of luck on your date tonight, and congratulations again on your girlfriend. So I guess I will see you very soon. Please don't leave it too long, and just let me know a little bit more ahead of time if you want.